Well, welcome to another Manamon playthrough. We are about to do the toughest fight in the main game. The post game has some pretty tough fights with the three stadiums, and you fight Erodium again, but he's 15 levels higher, and you fight Dr. Moretz, and she is at level 100.
Menu.
But we're not going to go through those.
Leaving menu.
You can struggle with them at your own, you know,
Manamon
time.
Is loading.
It's not
Please
like there's
wait.
Mazes or anything to navigate. So, but in the main game, this is your biggest boss fight. Now, Erodium
load complete
has killer health.
File menu. Load game. Total
playing
time 16 hours, 4 minutes, and 19 seconds.
Current he knows a lot of different spells, like
Adventure
a bunch of spells.
9th, 2018.
Some of them will hit all of the members of your party that are fighting him. The nice thing is you get to fight 3-on-1, so we're going to use our ice type and our magic type and our earth type, because those are going to be the best ones equipped to deal with him. The others will do some damage, but not as much as we want to do. So, and with Panderbit, we can use Unending Curse, and that will basically negate the restore health, because every round he restores 29 health. An Unending Curse, every round takes away 35. So that's something important that we're going to want to do. I don't know if you can use stuff like D-Soul or anything like that. I don't know. I don't think so. I think moves that, like, hit with a certain fixed amount or something are ineffective. I know, like, you can't use Soul Split. The move just fails. You also can't put Erodium to sleep. It won't work. But I haven't experimented to see, like, if you can, like, if Decise can use D-Soul or whatever. But I don't think so. Those kind of moves aren't going to help us here. So we're going to use lots of Frigid Touch. We're going to use lots of Mudslide and Quake and Earthquake and Spirit Force and all kinds of stuff like that to get rid of him. And we'll just kind of see what happens.
Madaman.
Honestly,
Madaman.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But first, we have another battle to do, because we have to fight Octorus first. Octorus can use, I think, up to 4 medical miracles. I think I've seen him use 4. he also has 12 members. He has 2 teams that he uses. So we're up for a tough fight. So let's do this thing. Are we ready? We're at this ladder, or this machine where we just healed. And if you go east of that machine, you'll hit a ladder. Now I know what creature is coming up.
Select the man.
So I'm gonna get my Skiriel ready.
View your party.
Because the first one he starts with is a Tigrath. So let's go up this ladder.
Shadow Kingdom F7. There you are, Jack.
Now there's a big cutscene here. I'm gonna
I am still so
skip it.
I don't.
Basically, Melanie's up here, and
how did you do it?
You want to save her, and he's asking you how you survived.
No.
But we're gonna cut through all of this because you can listen to it. And he walks around the room.
Wait.
And here we go.
Shadow Leader Octorus has challenged you to a battle. Octorus sent out a
if
tigrath.
You kill your father in that scene in the factory, he will kill your sister. Because your sister will ask him to do that. That's the difference in the thing. And then at the end there's a funeral and stuff like that.
Choose a
move.
Rage bug. Insect. Skiriel used rage bug.
If you want your sister to die,
Shadow Leader Octorus used a medical miracle.
Go ahead and kill your dad.
Tigrath swallowed the medical miracle. Healing 138 health and curing all ailments. Skiriel used Rage Bug.
Skiriel has dealt 138 he's using his medical miracles, which is okay.
Skiriel has become berserk. Shadow Leader
because,
medical miracle.
When he does, he loses them. So that's good. That's what we want.
Skiriel used subliminal radio wave. Foe Tigrath has been confused.
Okay.
Foe Tigrath is confused.
Photograph used shred. 11 damage.
Photograph is dealt 11 damage to Sterile.
Sterile is out of control.
Great.
Sterile used toxic storm. Sterile has dealt 119 damage
nice,
to Photograph.
Nice, okay.
Photograph is confused. Photograph used black mana. Photograph has dealt 79 damage to Sterile. Sterile is no longer berserk.
Oh, good. Select okay, that's Sterile. Great.
Attack. Choose a move. Raid bug.
Then we're going to use our...
Sterile used rage bug. Sterile has dealt 147 damage to Photograph. Photograph
has he has a lot of moves like black mono, you know, cuts your damage in half, Oblivion Slash, you know.
Shadow Leader Ocarus is about to summon Orastar.
Okay, Orastar.
You want to substitute your Manaman? Yes.
Yeah, select I do, actually.
Terra follow. Scary. Can't decide. Fontasaur.
I'm going to use our Fontasaur.
Ocarus sent out an Orastar.
Now, his levels are, like, in the 50s, okay? You've got, like, 52, stuff like that. So, you have a good fighting chance in here, actually. If you have a good team. If you don't, you're going to be screwed. So...
Decide now has 14.
Okay.
Shadow Leader Ocarus is about to summon Artana.
Artana.
Yes.
Yeah, select I do actually.
Fontasaur, June 8th, Tandrivet. Let's go.
Alright, here we go. Here we go, guys.
Ocarus sent out an Artana. Faux Artana used Frigid Touch.
Great.
Faux Artana has dealt 75 damage to Pandribit.
Choose an Earthquake. Hoping...
Pandribit used Earthquake. Pandribit has dealt 117
Did
damage
take
to
him out all the way?
Faux Artana used Ice Tempest.
Oh, God.
Artana has dealt 141 damage to
Pandribit. Yeah,
used Ice Tempest. Pandribit, June 8th,
but Fontasol. That's okay, because we can revive him.
Faux Artana used Ice Tempest. Faux Artana has dealt 32
that
damage.
That doesn't
to
hurt him very much.
Items,
but...
EX status, revive. Select this. Cancel. Scare. Terra. Pandribit. June. Pandribit.
You will end up using some revives in these fights. That's why you need to have a bunch of them.
Faux Artana has dealt 21 damage
okay.
to Fontasol.
Okay.
Aquazap. Fontasol used Aquazap.
Yeah.
Fontasol has dealt 60
He's
damage
gone.
To Faux Artana.
Earthquake just wasn't strong enough to hit him in this one. I should have used our Life Tonics and got more training points, but I forgot.
Do you want no?
So we'll do it at the end of this fight. It's not essential at this point. Gargankin is a flame type. We're ready for that.
Has done 191 damage to Faux Gargankin.
Okay, he's gone.
June Ankle now has 6.
Okay.
Shadow Leader Ocarus is about to summon Cornita. Ocarus sent out a Cornita.
Okay.
Decides use Frigid Touch.
That's it.
Decides has dealt 281 damage to Faux Cornita. Decides suffered 8 damage from Faux Cornita's thorny body. Faux Cornita has been defeated. Shadow Leader Ocarus is about
okay.
to summon Recobra.
Recobra. Okay. Let's. Yeah. Let's use.
Select Terra Follow. Pandribit.
Can we use our Pandribit? Let's see if we can use our Pandribit.
Ocarus
he might
out
need
of
to be healed. Let's see.
Faux Recobra used Toxic Tail.
No, we're good. Okay.
Pandribit has 101 out of 201 health.
I could use a strong herb on him, but
Earth.
I'm not gonna.
Physical.
I'm
effect
not going
points
to
one. Pandribit used
part.
Earthquake. Pandribit has dealt 231 damage to Faux Recobra.
Nice, huh? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Besides, Shadow Leader Ocarus is about to summon Retira.
Retira?
No,
nope.
Ocarus sent
keep
out of Retira.
Pandribit.
Faux Retira used Bizarre Illusion. Pandribit has become berserk.
That's
Pandribit
fine.
Pandribit is out of control. Pandribit used copy. Pandribit copied Faux Retira's attack.
Okay.
Faux Retira used roll. Faux Retira's strength.
Retira can't do really anything
Pandribit
to hurt Pandribit, so you're okay.
Pandribit used Unending Curse. The attack missed. Faux Retira used roll. Faux Retira's strength was increased by one stage. Pandribit is no longer berserk.
All right.
Select status.
I'm
going to
use
19 total.
Strong herb on him and just kind of heal
Pandribit
him.
Swallowed a strong herb.
Like,
healing
this is a
health.
Good time to do it because
use Bizarre Illusion.
He can't hurt anything.
Two. Spirit Force. Earthquake. Pandribit used Earthquake. Pandribit has dealt 192 damage to Faux Retira. Faux Retira has been defeated.
He's out of here. He's gone.
Sterile has increased to level 60. Shadow Leader Ocarus right. is about to summon Thundren.
Thundren,
we're
okay.
Sent out of Thundren.
Just use your Pandribit on Thundren.
Thundren tunnel underground.
Oh god, he used tunnel. Well, that's okay.
Select
we're still okay.
Choose Spirit Force. Unending Curse. Ghost. Bizarre Illusion. Magic.
Yeah, Pandribit just...
Pandribit used Bizarre Illusion.
Don't do anything.
Thundren used tunnel.
You can't do anything, really.
Faux Thundren has dealt 38 damage to Pandribit. Unending Spirit Force.
Okay,
Earthquake.
Okay, we're gonna use Pandribit Earthquake.
Pandribit has dealt 402 damage
the
to
reason
Thundren.
He's weak to Earth is because he's Spirit electric. Poison type, primarily.
Shadow Leader Ocarus is about to summon Sunsurgeon.
Sunsurgeon?
No,
we can deal with Sunsurgeon.
Faux Sunsurgeon used Doze Blast. Faux Sunsurgeon has dealt 10 damage to Pandribit.
Fine.
Pandribit used Earthquake.
Pandemic yeah, baby.
336 damage to foe.
Oh, yeah. Sure has. All right, I think we got three more to go. So we're actually doing pretty good.
Is about to summon Stereo.
Honestly.
No, Octoris sent out a Stereo. Foe Stereo used stun spray. Pandurbit has been paralyzed.
That's fine.
Pandurbit used earthquake. Pandurbit has dealt 234 damage.
Now remember, that wouldn't work if you didn't have a gravity magnet. It just wouldn't. It would say the move doesn't affect him. Alright. The next one is Trumer. We've got Trumer.
Octoris sent out a Trumer.
And we've got Moltres, which is what's left. So we'll use our Deceased on them.
Has dealt 259 damage to foe Trumer. Foe Trumer has been defeated. Shadow Leader Octoris is about to summon Moltres.
Moltres is the last one, so let's get him out of the way.
Decides to use Frigid Touch. Decides has dealt 122 damage to foe
Moltres. Nice.
Shadow Leader
Octoris. Oh, yeah, it's right. He has another medical miracle. God damn it.
Foe Moltres swallowed the medical miracle, healing 122 health and curing all ailments. Decides to use Frigid Touch. Decides has dealt 121 damage to foe Moltres. Foe Moltres used Black Bite.
Maybe he only has one. I don't know.
Two, Ice Cutter. Night Stick. Decides to use Night Stick. Decides has dealt 84 damage to foe Moltres.
Okay, Moltres is out of here. He's gone.
Shadow
okay.
Obtain 10,000.
So this next cutscene is he's gonna try. He's gonna try and summon Erodium, but Erodium is like, I'm not fighting with you. And he tries to kill Octoris, and then Yavon saves him. But Erodium tries to kill him again. And this time he shoves Yavon out of the way, and he takes the blast. He's gonna give Yavon a Gamma Net.
After him.
And Yavon is going to capture him just because Erodium is coming for him, I guess. And then Yavon decides that he's going to carry on Octoris' legacy for some reason. And Yavon you also find out
his face had changed.
That he's your brother. Yes, he is indeed. He is your brother, my friends. Your mom had an affair with Octoris, and Yavon was born. Octoris killed her, so yeah. So now you get to fight your brother. Isn't that great? You can't wait. Alright, let's heal at this machine. Now what I like to do, because this next fight is a 3-on-3, and then you go straight into the Erodium battle. The nice thing is you get healed automatically somehow, which is good. But I like to get my three that I'm going to use in the Erodium battle, I like to get them ready and use them for this first battle, because then I don't have to switch them out once the Erodium battle starts.
Select an option. Party.
The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to use some Life Tonics, and I'm going to do some training.
Items, EXP, life tonic, six.
So Yavon is basically waiting for you upstairs.
Decides now has 180 training points after gaining
and
166 training points.
Will
items, life
fight
tonic. Select the action. Select Terra Follow. Terra Follow now has 109 training
this
points
is
after gaining 97 training
why
points. Items, life tonic. Select
this
the action. Terra Panderbit now has 199 training points after gaining 173
training
points.
A lot of training points that you didn't
select
get
the action.
The
select
the
Terra Panderbit June ankle.
So that's
June
fine.
Now has 189 training points after gaining 183 training points. Items. Select the font. Stereo.
Stereo
now has 171 training points after gaining 169.
Now Fontazor might not need
select
one.
Action. Select font. This item would have
yeah,
an effect if used.
Because he's
select
been you've been using him since he was, you know, lower level, and he's been participating
items,
in your fights.
One.
So
select an option.
You'll have
party
one life tonic left over typically.
Party.
So let's allocate our training points.
Select swap train. Select even. Health was assigned 30 training points. Health has increased by 5.
Yeah, see, this is important.
Select even. Health was assigned 18 training points. Strength was assigned 18. Health has increased by 2. Strength has increased by 3.
Yeah,
select
things are increasing.
View your Terra Select even. Health was assigned 33 training points.
Which is really good.
Health has increased by 5. Select list that you
5 doesn't make health much difference, but it actually does, surprisingly enough.
Select even. Health was assigned
31 so
training
this
points.
This is when I like to use these life tonics.
Select list that you wish to train. View your party. This is Terra Pant. June ankle. Select even.
Some people probably use them after the game.
Strength has increased. Select
list
that you
wish to
train your party. This select even.
Let's
health
see
was assigned 1 training. Health has increased by 1.
Okay.
Select
we're trained up. My friends. So, without further ado, let's go talk to Yavon. Shall we? We're all healed. We have enough items. But you can go down and go see the shopkeeper if you want to. You can use your Daedalus dust and leave, but you'll have to, you know, come back here again. So there's two people up here. And this one along the right-hand side.
Right then, Jeff. Let the battle begin.
Is Yavon.
Shadow Leader Yavon has challenged.
Here we go, baby.
Yavon sent out a Fari, a Martiagle, and a Frogreel.
Three on three, triple battle.
Go, Disiced, Terra Follow, and Panderbit.
We've seen these before, so we're gonna be okay here.
Choose a move. Mudslide, select Foam Martiagle.
Oh, yeah, let's do Mudslide and see if we can get any out of here. Oh, good, he's gone. Yeah.
Damage to Foam Martiagle. Foam Martiagle has been defeated. Disiced. Yavon sent out a June Ankle.
Okay.
Terra Follow has dealt 143
damage. That's fine. Yes, a nice hit on all of them. Well done, Teruffalo.
Yavon sent out an Elven.
Okay, let's see.
Choose a move. Frigid Touch.
Let's use Frigid Touch on June Ankle and get him out of here. Now, Yavon has a Medical Miracle too, but he won't use it with Erodium. So, yeah, he just used it. But we have Fire Rate and Elven left, and we will take them out too.
Choose an earthquake. Select
we'll
the target. Panderbit used earthquake. Panderbit has dealt 105 damage to.
We'll be okay, guys.
Panderbit has dealt 107
damage
to Foe
Elven. Fine.
Choose a move. Mudslide. Physical.
Yeah, let's see if I can get it. Terrafalo
used mudslide. Terrafalo has dealt 131 damage to Foe Elven. Foe Elven has been defeated. The attack missed.
Oh crap! Well, that's okay, because we got Frigid Touch.
Decide to use Frigid Touch. Decide has dealt 130 damage to Foe Fyrate. Foe Fyrate has been defeated.
All right, we've done it.
You would get this far, but obtain 7,700.
So now Yavon apologizes. He says he's sorry, but he's gonna have to kill you.
You
don't get to save your game. So if you lose this fight, hopefully you saved it before you climbed this ladder. And if you don't, you have to start this battle with Yavon over again. But everybody's healed, and we are ready to fight. Now, they say the best laid plans of mice and men don't always work, but we're going to hope that it works this time.
Foe Erodium used Magic Dragon. Foe Erodium has dealt 26
Magic Dragon?
Damage to
that didn't do anything really
mudslide.
Harmful.
Earth.
So let's.
Terrafalo used Mudslide. Erodium has dealt 51 damage to
good, that's a good hit. That's good.
Frigid
now we're going to use this.
Frigid Touch.
Yeah.
Has dealt 89 damage
nice,
to
nice.
So choose a copy. Unending curse.
Let's use. Oh, copy doesn't work here either.
Used Unending Curse.
By the way. Okay, 2 damage, but now listen. There we go.
From Unending Curse. Foe Erodium used Flame Blizzard.
Oh god.
Erodium has dealt 138
Flame Blizzard.
The
shit.
Missed.
That's fine. We're gonna have to heal him, but we can
select
do that.
Action for Terrafalo. Attack.
I'm gonna heal my Decise and not use my Terrafalo's attack, because I really want to use my Decise. Actually.
Attack.
No, you know what? I'm not gonna do that.
Quick mudslide.
I'm gonna do mudslide on him.
Mudslide. The attack missed.
Shit, it missed. Okay, that's okay.
Frigid Touch.
Let's use
Frigid Touch. Decised has dealt 84 damage to Foe Erodium. Select an action for Panderbit.
So now I'm going to heal.
Items, luck, status, strong herb, 6.
Our Decised.
Max UP resource, full mighty herb, 11.
Mighty herb.
Panderbit
oh shit, I used
that. 81 health.
God damn it, I did it on the wrong guy. Well, let's hope for the best. See what I mean?
Damage from Unending Curse. Foe Erodium used Final Oblivion. Foe Erodium has dealt massive damage.
Well, that would have killed him anyway. Final Oblivion kills whoever it targets. So, we're going to have to use another guy, but we're going to revive our Deceased, and we're going to get him back into the field. So, we're going to do that.
Hold Maxi, level, strong, total, revive. Select, Terrafalo, Deceased.
Get him back into the field, my friend.
Select an action for Panderbit. Inventory status, revive. Total, strong, Panderbit, Terrafalo, Deceased.
We're going to be okay. It's going to be fine,
Earth,
but
healing 86 health.
It's going to take me a minute.
Erodium restore 29 health.
Alright. Yeah, Final Oblivion will kill whatever it decides to
hit. Scyrodium has dealt 51 damage.
Earthquake, that's all you got?
The move does not affect Scyrio.
Yeah. Because you don't have a gravity magnet, you stupid bastard.
Terrafalo has 152 out of 203 health. Choose a move.
Okay.
Mudslide. Terrafalo use mudslide. The attack missed.
Oh, Christ, come on.
Action for Scyrio.
Don't miss. Okay, now I'm going
to
switch my Scyrio out.
What do you want to do with
I'm going to get my Decise back in. Is that really...
Unending spirit force, earthquake.
Let's use earthquake.
Earthquake.
That's good. That's, you know, that's good. That's good. That's good. Okay.
75 trap damage from unending curse. Bogurodium used elemental breath. Electric damage. The move does not affect Pandermit. Action for Terrafalo.
Well, how about that, huh?
Terrafalo has 152 out of 200.
Okay.
Bogurodium has 49%.
All right, he's got 49%. Yeah, this is a long task, my friends. But we're going to be okay. All right. Let's use our Frigid Touch. Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
Select Pandermit has 162 out of 206 health.
Okay, we're okay.
Soul, Earth, Spirit. Pandermit used Spirit Force. 17 damage.
Well, that wasn't very effective, but that's okay.
Damage from unending curse. Bogurodium used vulnerability, oblivion, holy damage.
Crap.
Bogurodium has dealt 100 damage to Decise. Water damage.
That's okay.
Bogurodium has dealt 66 damage to Terrafalo. Water damage. Bogurodium
has
dealt 52
damage.
We're
gonna have to do a little bit of healing.
Terrafalo
but...
has 86 out of 200. Inventory status. Strong herb. 5. Select the character.
Actually.
Cancel. Use. Status. Strong. Left. Max. Hold. Mighty herb.
Mighty
select.
Herb.
Select
Let's just do this.
Terrafalo swallow the mighty herb. Healing 117 health. Decised has 73 out of 173.
Yeah,
health.
I'd better heal
attack.
Him too.
Stiff, max level, strong total, strong select. Decised, swallow the strong herb, healing 100 health. Select an action, in status, strong herb, 4. Pandermit, swallow the strong herb, healing 96 health.
We're okay.
Bogurodium restores 29 health.
We got plenty of stuff. We're gonna be good.
Unending curse. Bogurodium used flame blizzard.
Are you kidding?
Bogurodium has dealt 128 damage.
Fucking flame blizzard again?
Bogurodium has dealt 59.
Well, the nice thing is
he has been scorched.
He missed.
Action for Terrafalo.
So
Terrafalo has 203
out of 200
inventory status. Strong herb.
Heal our
level per strong herb. Left max full mighty herb.
Decise. Because I really want him to be in the battle.
Healing 128.
Okay, now we're gonna use. I wish he would,
frigid touch.
Like,
Decise used frigid touch.
Recoil or something.
Dealt 81 damage
I don't know
to
why he won't.
Pandermit has 147 out of 206 health. Attack.
Okay, we're gonna
choose a move.
Just
Spirit Force,
chance
earthquake.
It to Pandermit go.
Used earthquake.
Cause he's gone. That's it.
Experience points.
Now, what happens is
has increased to level 61.
You get a bunch of experience.
Terrafalo gained. Terrafalo, Pandermit gained 15,000.
And everybody will get experience because they have their EXP pounds.
June ankle gained.
Nice, huh? Yeah, what did I tell you? Come on, kids.
Fontazor.
So it took about eight, nine hits to get him, but. So, basically, Yavon comes to his senses, figures out that he lost, and you fall to the ground and you're tired.
Hello.
Next thing you know, you end up in your house,
How long was
and
I
there's a bunch of people that are there hanging out, and they're telling you what happened. But,
we talked for a good
there's still one more
City.
Piece of the journey. It turns out that Stadium Leader Elektra is hanging out in Taketsu Trail. So, basically, Yavon realized that he did a stupid thing, and you're gonna still forgive him and put in a good word for him, because you're a nice guy like that, I guess. So we're gonna go into our room, and we're gonna heal. We're gonna swap our guys out. Now, I didn't use any level-up herbs. I could have, but I don't usually need to at this point. I usually like to save them until after the after that big stadium fight. for the post game. I like to use them then.
Status, items, life, Daedalus dust.
Let's see. If I need to buy anything.
Daedalus, Giganet, 8, Ultra Encounter down, 6. Golden medal. Demanded. 1.
Actually,
cancel.
There
status,
mighty is
Earth, 8.
One thing I'm UP going to buy. Because in Taketsu Trail, I don't want to waste an alt. Well, nah, screw it. We'll just use an alter encounter down. Screw it.
Status, equipment, other items, amplifier, but up class, pop, select,
remember that Taketsu Trail, the encounters were really high, and they're all with these stupid lower level creatures like 3 and 4, and we don't need them. So we fly back to the Amica Ruins, and we're going to take on the stadium before we go to the next pathway, because it just is a good idea, and we got time. So we're going to go all the way to the right. The trail.
Take us to trail.
Now somehow
inventory other item. Items cancel.
The golden metal ruins didn't
down. Six.
Get onto the trail, which is kind of interesting.
Select items. Ultra encounter.
I mean, I guess it's
five.
A game thing to, you know, for the areas, but it's still just kind of interesting. So remember in Taketsu Trail when you kind of went north and you found that Abraham guy kind of east. Remember there was some water that you couldn't swim in earlier? Well, now you can.
Want to swim?
And we do want to swim. So just kind of go east. You can go along the south wall if you want to. Go, just kind of go east and north. Just kind of follow. You're basically going to kind of keep going east and north. The wall is going to kind of zigzag. But once you get out of this needless pool of water, you will end up in a new spot on the trail. You'll hear... Oh, shit.
Validation road.
That's okay. Get out of it. You'll hear a gate, and you'll hear a person. The gate is the gate to Validation Road, where you can use your keys to move on to the next area, to the toward the Master Stadium. You can't do that yet, though, because remember, we don't have our spark key. We don't have our electric key. So, but lucky for us, Electra is just hanging out, waiting to talk to us.
The woman said, my name's Electra.
So, we're going
to
talk to her.
You, but thankfully, we both survived.
Yeah, we survived.
You're all over the news. Y'all know that, Jeff. Did you?
You know that?
I've made sure.
And she got a strong party, because, you know, we're really strong now.
Well, I can hardly
and
shall we
she asks yes. You if you want to fight. Yes, we do. You can say no, but you're going to have to come back to her anyway, so just
prepare for a
just
stunning
fight her.
I know that pun's so over you.
Now,
stadium leader, Electra,
somebody in here,
Electra sent out a Desiccant.
I can't remember who it is, has a lightning rod equipped.
Desiccant. Desiccant looks like a metallic pole with wires crisscrossing around from the base to the top. Faux Desiccant has a chain shield equipped.
This guy has a chain shield. I don't really think it does anything.
Go,
but somebody has a lightning rod, which will allow
sonic missile.
It will allow an electric type to hit an earth type. So remember that as we're going forward here. But and she'll use a mighty herb, maybe. She's got a master herb she'll use if you don't take him out in one hit. But we just took him out.
Do you want to substitute? No.
No. Jimatron!
Faux Jimatron used Super Spark. The move
doesn't affect. Let me see if he's holding anything.
Switch manual. Faux Jimatron has an elemental crown.
He has an elemental crown, so if you try to use like water or something, it'll lower it by a few, by like 10%. But we're gonna use Earth on him, and he's gonna be gone.
Has dealt 264 damage to Faux Jimatron. Faux Jimatron has been defeated.
So. That's fine.
Stadium leader Electra is about to summon Thundren.
Thundren might be the one with the lightning rod. I think it is.
Faux Thundren used Toxic Storm. Faux Thundren has dealt.
So let's look and see.
Faux Thundren has a lightning rod.
Yes. So if he wanted to, he could use one of his electric moves and hit you, but he chose not to.
Thundren used Earthquake.
Lucky for us, he chose not to.
96 damage to Faux Thundren.
It wouldn't have hurt you that much, but it, you know.
Stadium leader Electra is about to summon Mondavolt.
Okay, her final one is Mondavolt. Now, he's deceitful.
Mondavolt used vulnerability scan. Water damage.
Has
Faux Mondavolt has dealt 66
a
damage.
Watch.
Faux Mondavolt has a broomstick.
He has a broomstick. Remember that broomsticks make a Manamon immune to Earth-type attacks. So we can't use our Earthquake, we can't use our, you know, all that stuff. But we have other moves. She's probably going to use an herb. Nope, she didn't. Okay, good. But we'll take him out with Spirit Force then. I've never found her to be tough. I just haven't. She's pretty easy to defeat.
Would you kill me if I use a few more overused puns? What a shocking turnout to a stunning battle.
Great.
Obtained 3,901 gold. Good job. Electra congratulated. Pat yourself on the back. I'll be wishing you luck when you enter the Master Stadium, which I have no doubt. So, of course,
Jeff received the spark key. Good.
Jeff stored the spark key in the other item's pocket. And just because we're not at...
She gives you a yellow star.
Jeff stored the yellow star.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
So there you are. All seven keys.
There you are. You
can clear all of the authorization gates now. Hurry up and get through Ascendant's Path. I'll be waiting in front of my television.
Okay, now she leaves.
Select an option.
Yellow star.
Equipment. Other
look, wrap, let's look at what
rock,
it does.
Elemental cry, yellow star. A yellow lance with a star-shaped handle. It boosts the power of electric moves by 30%.
Okay, so if you have an electric type that you want to give this to, it'll boost the move by 30%. If we were using like an Airwar or something, that would be really helpful. Okay, and you only get one in the game, you get it late in the game, so if you want to do that trading thing and you want to use an electric type, give him the yellow star. I think anybody can hold it, but it won't work if he doesn't have the moves.
Select an option.
So, are we ready to go? We're going to go to a new area. And this next area is basically you're going to clear these gates and go forward. And so,
we're
going straight through. Just go straight.
The gate is locked. It requires the amplify key.
Amplify key? We have that.
Amplify key to unlock.
Yes. The gate moves aside. We keep going straight.
The gate is locked. It requires the classic key.
The classic key? We have that. So we're going to use that and go straight.
The gate is locked. It requires the heaven key to open.
Heaven key? We have that. So we're going to use that and go straight. Now, if we had an altar encounter down that wasn't, we weren't using one, we wouldn't get any encounters in here. We would just, but we will get some if we can get some later on. But we just use our classic key. Now we're going to use the bewitch key.
It requires the bewitch key to open.
Yes, we're going to use that. Now we're going to hit some stupid water. I hate this stupid water. I just don't like it. But go straight, and then go west, and then north. Here's the
it requires the
spark key. Use that. Now, this is the area on this dirt where you can get encounters from, like, I think Zapiston is in here. Geminite is in here. Oh, God. There's a couple others that are in here, too. And I can't remember which ones they are. But there are some in here that you might want to capture. For now, though, get to the east wall. Go north. And when that ends, go east along the south wall. And go north on the east wall. Oh, it just ended. Go east again. And then go south. This is a stupid area. I hate it. All right, and then go east. And then go north. And then go east again. Probably a quicker way to do this, but we're following walls so we don't get lost. Just keep going east, then go north, and then go west, and then go north, and you'll hit this gate.
It requires the elemental key.
Elemental key, yes, use it. Go straight through, and you will hit
Master's Rest.
Now, in here is just a grassy area, and there's a stupid pool of water. It's a couple squares, who knows. And then there is the Manamon Hotel. Heal your Manamon. The next area in here, we have to go through this stupid Ascendant's Path to get through the to get to the Master Stadium. I don't like Ascendant's Path. I just don't. It's just annoying. There's mazes. It it's just stupid. I don't like it. But we have to get through it. We got to do it. So we're gonna kind of. I don't know why my speech isn't working. That's okay. I just saved my game, so I'm just gonna close it out. But I'm gonna just go ahead and stop it here, because the next area, I think I can get through the next area in one episode, but I don't want to have to start it and then stop, like, so quickly into it. So I'm gonna stop this episode here, and when we get to the next episode, we will get through Ascendant's Path, or most of it, and then we will probably do another episode and take on the Master Stadium. Do it by itself. So, yep, until we meet again, see you later.